I'm Suzanne Brooke, here with City Manager Ed Thatcher. Welcome back, Ed.
It's good to be with you. Thank you for doing this for us.
As noted in previous episodes, this is a great opportunity to address questions you're hearing out in the community. So first up, tell us how the solar eclipse went from the city's perspective.
It turned out really well. It was spectacular. I know
beautiful.
It was for me. We were expecting an influx of people coming, and we did have some of that. All the hotels were full, but it seemed that because we thought that we might get rain that day, and we did have a lot of cloud cover in the morning, a lot of the people checked out and moved north along the line of totality. We didn't have the influx we thought we were going to have. But we had a lot of people there from all over the country, people from other countries. We were prepared, police and fire, and for the parking and for the influx of people. So the merchants and downtown businesses with the chamber's assistance presented some great activities, not only downtown but around the city. The city, we were happy to help them by behind-the-scenes things. Like we paid for porta-johns in the downtown area around the square, so stores and businesses wouldn't be impacted with that. Provided barricades and cones, a roll-off dumpster, and extra trash poly carts. We waived park reservation fees and fees for food trucks, special event fees. And also we gave permission to anybody that got a permit to sell alcohol. We supported them in those ways, and we were really happy to do that.
So on that note, what do you anticipate from the city's perspective for future events?
The events that we've had over the last 4.5 years have just been really well received in Mount Pleasant. We get a lot of positive feedback from the events, from Boots and Bells. We started that in 2020, and we did it 4 years in a row. This year, we're going to do it again. We're looking at paring it back quite a bit because of the cost. Most people are aware that we're having to cut $1.3 million out of our general fund budget this year because of a fire contract with the county that will go away September 30. And so that's a lot of money that's there that we'll have to do without. And so if we lose employees and so forth, we feel like we have to look at the events and pare them back. So we're not having a Pine Fest this year. We're not having it. I plan on having it in year 2025, next year either. And Juneteenth, the activity we're having, restricting that and bringing it down a little bit and trimming things from it. Also, Boots and Bells, we'll probably won't have a band this year. The games that we had, we won't have. And so we're just looking at ways that we can have the event, but maybe on a smaller scale. The highest priority that we have this year right now is to develop a budget with $1.3 million out of the budget, which is
significant.
Significant.
And
very
so
significant.
You really have to look at, like you said in one of our first podcasts, the city's role. It's great to do community engagement like events, but your fundamental role is to provide services and fire and police protection.
Absolutely.
So many people are working hard behind the scenes in the city. How about we finish up today with a few shout-outs?
I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to do that. First thing always comes to our mind when you think of people behind the scenes, I think of my parks people, my street people, the utility people that work endlessly. My utility people get up in the middle of the night and water's out in a section of town and they're fixing it. And they get it fixed right at 4:30 or 5 as people get up and they go throughout their day not even realizing that there was a problem. And these are the unsung heroes, I think. It's springtime, so you see our parks people are out in the parks and our street employees are out trimming trees and clearing right-of-ways and keeping them looking good throughout town. And it's kind of nice when you see how pretty things are in the spring. As you know, grass grows really fast. My employees keep it trimmed and looking really nice, and all the rose bushes are looking good, and it's because of their effort that everything looks so well. I got to mention our library team that has just not missed a beat. You know, Helen Thompson, we were so sad to see her retire, but Lupe Herrera stepped in, and the staff has already prepared, same staff that's been there, and they haven't missed a beat. a year out, they submitted a grant and got a grant to buy a special telescope. And they had it down at the library during the eclipse. It was very well received and well done. And the other thing is we purchased a thing called the Giving Tree. It's a tree that goes on the wall as you come into the library with metal leaves. It's got bronze and silver and gold leaves on there. And so it's an opportunity for people in the community to come and buy a leaf for themselves or for their mother or for a friend or give a memorial. It's engraved and put up there, and it's money for the library, but it's there on the wall for people to come see. And it's a beautiful tribute to the library. When Helen decided to retire, council decided that they would name that. They named it Helen Thompson Giving Tree. So there's going to be a little reception Monday, May the 6th at 5 o'clock. For anybody that wants to stop by and see it and say hello to Helen.
It'll be really special. It is beautiful. And we'll be rolling information out about that program after the ceremony online and in the local paper. So watch for that because everybody has a chance to support. Well, we want to thank you for being here today, and we want to thank you as well, Ed, and we hope you guys are enjoying this. You can listen to past episodes at mpcity.net. Have a great week.